Well, back here in Oklahoma, we're also keeping an eye on potential severe weather with our local KGOU Here and Now newscaster, the appropriately named Storm Jones. But we also want to dip into the politics of the region with state impact reporter Logan Layden, who joins us in the KGOU studios. And Logan, at one time, this was a progressive state, the populist Will Rogers, you know, and Oki, and that's not a pejorative. But this is a solid Republican legislature now. Remind us.
Yeah, no, we do have a progressive history here in Oklahoma, and even up until the late 90s and early 2000s, our state legislature was dominated by Democrats. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't voted for a Democrat for president since back in 1964, and we're not going to this year. Donald Trump has a massive lead in Oklahoma just from the little handful of polls that I've seen, and he has nothing to worry about here. Show him up about 24 points. Now, I will say Romney and McCain both won by more than 30 points in Oklahoma, and we'll have to wait and see the final tally after the election. So maybe there's a little bit less support for Trump, but he's going to win in a landslide.
He's the winner. So the talk here, and I'm looking at the papers, is about a fascinating ballot question. Start with what's been successfully labeled by opponents of regulation of agriculture, the Right to Farm Bill, but critics are calling it the Right to Harm Bill. This is a question that you have. What other states have it, and what does it say?
This has been done in two other states so far, Missouri and North Dakota. And in North Dakota, it passed easily. In Missouri, it was a big fight. They actually had to recount the vote. But this basically, what it does is elevates the farming and ranching practices of farming and ranching into a constitutional right in our state. And it says that our legislature can't make any law to abridge their right to use agricultural technologies to farm and ranch forever, unless there's a compelling state interest.
And this is pushing back against what's happening in other states across the country, laws being passed, for instance, demanding that chickens be kept in cages of certain sizes or that there be grazing. I mean, this is pushing back against that move.
That's right. And on the larger scheme of things, when it comes to right to farm, the bigger fight is between the Humane Society of the U.S. and farm bureaus across the country. Yeah. Humane Society says Big Ag just wants to be able to pollute at will and do whatever it wants. Farm bureaus say no, farmers are being crushed by regulations and something has to be done to stop that. There is some concern because this says that our legislature can't make certain laws. And I talked to one state representative, Donnie Condit, who had some real reservations about that.
Forever is a long time. 10, 15 years from now, if we vote this in and the legislature comes up almost with a crisis with agriculture, their hands are tied.
Oh, so that's fascinating there. You also spoke with local farmer Travis Snaithman, if I got
that's
that right,
yes,
who supports the right to farm because he worries that regulations passed in other states will now, you know, it's a slippery slope. It'll be coming to Oklahoma. Tell us more about him.
Yeah, no, his big worries were things like cage-free chicken laws or restrictions on GMOs.
What it's done is decrease that production. Those farmers out there can't compete on the national scale with other states that don't have those rules and regulations.
Boy, you know, when we travel over the state, you know, people, this is what they're talking about in Indian nations. Some of them are worried that, you know, they want regulation of pesticides that might come onto their lands. So what are you seeing? Any early polling to tell you how this question might fare?
The little bit of polling I've seen shows that the supporters outweigh the opponents on this and that it would pass. But we don't know. We've still got a few weeks to go, and there's a big media push coming from the no side. I know that much. And so we'll just have to see. Like I said, in Missouri, I would have expected it to pass easily there, too, but it didn't. It was very, very close.
We only got about a minute left. I want to ask about another question that would allow the sale of strong beer and wine in grocery stores. Now, some listeners across the country might be saying, well, we have that or we don't have that. What's the big deal? But it's unique here and in some surrounding states because they actually have to have special beer made for them?
That's right. Yeah, it's a weaker beer. It's a 3.2 beer that can be sold in grocery stores and convenience stores. Now, liquor stores can sell stronger beer, but only warm. So you can go get the beer water. It goes back to whenever Oklahoma came out of Prohibition and passed certain laws. And a lot of people say this is about, you know, modernizing our alcohol laws in Oklahoma. But it is very strange that we have to have this special watered-down sort of beer for Oklahoma.
Yeah, so people are going to be asked on that question whether or not the stronger beer can be sold now in the grocery stores.
In grocery stores, and it goes beyond that. For example, right now in liquor stores, they can only sell liquor and strong beer. They can't sell corkscrews, things like that. So yeah, it's we have some very odd alcohol laws.
I'm happy to hear we only have a couple seconds that after Brexit, apparently there was a move for Oklahoma exit. Does that maybe die down a bit?
Yes, I think it has. Yes, absolutely.
Good. We want the state here. State Impact Reporter Logan Layden with us in the KGOU studios. Logan, thank you.
Thank you.